around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Live via satellite across the USA, folks. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, February 7th, 2026. And we appreciate all of you being tuned in with us for hands down the best weekend show in the nation. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, these 120 minutes that we will spend together, I mean, it is about to deliver some helping of everything and anything in the world of travel. I'll just leave it there, okay? Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody listening.
Well, nice to have everybody here with us.
Good morning, Rudy.
You know, when you think about all that's happening this week and next week, I got to tell you, if you're not excited for the time that we're living in, well, I'm sorry for you. We've got the Super Bowl happening tomorrow. The Winter Olympics are underway over in Milan, Italy. You know, we watched the opening ceremonies last evening. Andrea Bocelli, wow, what a performance by him. My Yankees report to Tampa this week for the start of spring training baseball. We're headed into a romantic weekend next weekend that combines with a holiday weekend. I mean, and by the way, if that's not enough for
that's
all of
right,
you,
it's think, a three-day weekend next weekend.
Forward to that,
Valentine's,
yes.
Presidents, yeah.
We're now just 40 days from the official day of spring, and we'll spring forward in 29 days as daylight savings time will begin again.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's already getting lighter. So everyone listening across the country now knows what a optimistic and positive husband I have.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, that's exactly
bringing it out today.
I'm bringing it, Mary. That's right.
So I saw something really quirky. You know, we always do the prep, right? The three of us prep for the show every Saturday morning. And as I was prepping, I don't even know where this came up. I can tell you it wasn't social media. It was some news thing. Did you know what today is? Today is National Have an Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. And you know, it was created in the 60s to bring some cheer to cold winter days.
The ice cream lobby.
Yeah.
Who knew they were that powerful?
Have ice cream for breakfast.
That's a way to wake
coldest,
up quickly.
Yeah. On one of the coldest months.
That doesn't make a lot of sense
year,
to me. And I don't get, you know, listen, I don't get all these designated days either. Actually, Mary, you know, we were going through all this stuff in a different stack. I just kind of tossed it aside, but now that you're bringing this up, I was looking at, you know, I happened to notice there was a reference to February 7th being National Bubblegum Day. So who really knows?
So you're going to eat some ice cream and you're going to chew some bubblegum.
Exactly. Here's what I say. I think we should all collectively just pick a day that we all like. We're going to call it National RM World Travel Day. Today will not be the day, okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be just as relevant as all the others out there.
There you go.
National Travel Radio Show Day. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, how do you get these national days?
Yeah. Well, no, not today. Because, you know,
really, not on National Bubblegum Day?
Do you want to have ice cream for breakfast day or you can't pick that day. I'm sorry.
I don't want ice cream for breakfast either.
Well, all right. So now, listen, we got Bobby also patched in as we triangulate this show from Minnesota through New York here and down to Dallas and over to Denver and up over the satellite. But, I mean, you know, Bobby, now listen, we have radio stations airing this show in Seattle and Boston, as well as out in San Francisco. And understanding your deep love and passion for the Cowboys, let's not send all these listeners in those cities I just mentioned into some tizzy of some type, okay? But since we all appreciate, you know, how passionate you are about football, what's your call for the Super Bowl tomorrow? I know you were just out in San Francisco. What are you thinking is going to happen at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara?
I'm taking the underdog. I'm taking New England.
Really?
Yep, I think Patriots are going to win this one. I think Sam Darnold's going to come back down to earth.
Did you have a score?
27-24 is what I went with on Friday.
What is the spread?
I think it's Seattle minus 7.
Yeah, ooh. See, I would put Seahawks 31, Patriots 20. But, you know,
31-20.
We'll
Rudy, do you have a score?
You know I know nothing about sports.
Just pick a score.
Yeah, just pick.
Pick anything.
Go by sevens and threes.
Okay, 21 to 20.
Nah, not a bad pick.
Okay.
All right,
Mary?
I'm going 14-7. I'm saying 14-7? It's a low-scoring game.
And no, wow.
I have
no field goals in your game.
No,
nope, okay.
I'm going 14-7. Okay. Whoever's the closest wins. We'll decide what we're winning later.
You know,
all right.
You don't want to make at least 10?
We got 27-24 Bobby.
10?
31-20 Robert. Nope, 14-7 okay. Mary, 21-20
Rudy. I love
Rudy.
You. I'm trying to help you.
Nope, you don't have to help me.
Write
I got it.
Down?
Nope. All right. So before we move into the travel news roundtable, new travel polls are up on the show website at rmworldtravel.com. First question, when you travel, where do you prefer to dine? And you have many options to choose from. Second question, what's your dream vacation if you had 1 year and unlimited income? And again, there are a number of interesting options to choose from.
Okay. So, all right. So go vote right there on the website, and we will share the results in 2 weeks. As we just talked about, next week being the President's holiday weekend, we will be in encore presentation mode, and we will be back on the 21st. So we'll be live, at least. The show will be here, obviously, next week, but we will not. All right. Now we're going to move into the travel news roundtable. I'm going to start us off. Certainly, I think the big news this week in travel was Disney announcing their new CEO, and Josh D'Amaro, he's going, you know, he's taking on, actually March 18th he'll take on for Bob Iger. I'm going to hold that. We've got the chief travel leader coming next segment with Alex Sharp, and we'll get into that with him. Karin Christopher will also join us for that. And I'm going to take us in a very different direction, okay? So, you know, under the category, I'm not sure why it took so long, but we appreciate the transparency finally. All right, World War II ended nearly 81 years ago. But this week, Lufthansa, the German airline, formally acknowledged that they were part of the Nazi regime and their operations. You know, and Lufthansa was clearly part of the system. Carsten Spohr, that's Lufthansa's CEO, shared during a press conference at Frankfurt Airport this week, revealing that the company relied on forced labor to build a clandestine air force for the National Socialist government to commit war crimes and criminal activities. The company's predecessor was, and there was a technicality here for 80 years, okay? The company's predecessor was Deutsche Lufthansa. That was a state carrier, you know, an armament company that was founded in 1926. It was liquidated at the end of World War II. It then became Deutsche Lufthansa, which is what we know today as Lufthansa. So, you know, that, if you really think about it, for 80 years, that's been going on. Anyway, in the mea culpa that they put out there, it says, in acknowledging the fact, in examining our history, Lufthansa does not limit itself to its post-war chapters of history. The years from its founding to the decline of the first Lufthansa are also part of our company history. So interesting. You know, development and acknowledgement.
Yeah. There. Took a long time for some transparency.
Yeah, almost 81 years.
So for American Airlines, they are celebrating 100 years this year, their big centennial. And starting on February 9th, if you are going to be flying transcontinental or international flagship first and flagship business, you can pre-order very special dishes ahead of your flight with special menus designed to celebrate the centennial. And they are 1920s inspired menus. So that includes Waldorf salad, beef Wellington with roasted vegetables and asparagus, and a pecan tart for dessert. That's just part of how the celebration begins.
What would you
begin.
Pick, Rudy, for that? What would you have for if you were flying right now for the 100th to celebrate?
What was the first one, Mary?
Beef Wellington and Waldorf salad. But actually, the Waldorf salad is part of the beef Wellington. That is the dish.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'd go with the beef,
I'll probably go salad.
I don't need a lot of meat.
You would just choose the salad? The salad comes with the beef Wellington.
I don't like mushrooms.
You guys, it's a menu. You just order the whole thing. I don't think you can just say, hey, I want the Waldorf salad.
All right. Well, listen, I know we're going to head into break.
Not that accommodating.
We'll think about this during the break, and we'll go from there. But, you know, right now, as you know, I can tell you, looking over, today's show, folks, has so much ahead. And as we get ready to toss things into this quick sponsors break, the Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. The Destination Spotlight is also ahead this hour. Next hour, Chef Sarah Moulton will join us. RJ is going to be here to talk to NASCAR driver Jeff Bodine. We've got to discover America, convene the National Communal Forum, and so much more. Stick with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you you head out at travelguard.com/carry, or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we get ready to fire up our show hotline for the first time today, Mary and I appreciate you being part of our national broadcast, and we're going to put a different spin on an extended Chief Travel Leader conversation for these next 20 minutes or so. First, this portion of the program is sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
As many of you heard us share on air in January during our two live remote broadcasts, Regent delivers the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea with unlimited shore excursions, always included at no charge, anytime access to the spa facility, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, plus free Wi-Fi, free valet laundry service, free unlimited beverages of all types, and the list keeps going.
The list does keep going. You know, there's a reason they're unrivaled at sea. Simply put, this is top-notch, ultra-luxury cruising, folks. Besides their fleet of modern ships, we appreciate the quality of entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board. All gratuities are prepaid, so you're not reaching into your wallet. You can also come travel with us aboard the new Regent Seven Seas Grandeur ship this October for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med. The ship is nearly sold out, so get your deposit made today. I don't know if we're going to be talking about it much more at this point. And take advantage of this super special deal they're offering for our listeners that you're not going to find anywhere else. It actually ends February 28th. For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it's a Chief Travel Leader Conversation Day here on the show, and joining us for a wide-ranging discussion on the world of travel is Signature Travel Network CEO and show friend Alex Sharp, as well as their president, Karin Christopher. Off to that show hotline we go to connect.
Well, Alex, it is nice to be reconnecting with you. And Karin, it is nice to have you joining us for the first time on air. Welcome to the February 7th edition of America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, great to have
thanks for having us.
Great to have you both here. So, you know, I'm going to start off. We're going to go with some big news in the travel world. We discussed that last segment, and that was the announcement by the Walt Disney Company that Josh D'Amaro will take over as CEO of the company on March 18th, replacing Bob Iger, who I personally worked with many years ago. The reason I'm asking you this question is because Josh has been running the Disney Parks and Disney Cruise Line operations. I'm sure Disney has a positive impact on Signature Travel Network. So I'd like to hear your thoughts and maybe expectations as the new CEO for Disney takes command. Alex, you want to go with that first?
Sure. You know, change is the constant in this industry. But, you know, Disney's always been a, you know, such an incredible brand, one that brings so many family travelers to our advisors. You know, their growth has been incredible, particularly on the cruise side. So I'm excited about the investments they're making, the direction they're going, and the opportunities it creates for our travel advisors.
All right, let's talk a little bit about AI. During some recent travels, Robert and I met a couple who now exclusively use ChatGPT to build their travel itineraries, compare flight pricing. They actually gave it a name. They call their ChatGPT Chatty.
It was funny.
And they were not in a young demographic. So since booking travel is the core of your business, I'm interested to learn the impact that AI may be having on your business and ways you may be planning and operating to tackle it head on. Karin, you want to go first?
Absolutely. So we believe for all of our technology solutions, it's integrating, right? It's integrating into the tools that advisors are already using. And that's what our team has been focused on. So out of, and we started obviously with our most used tools. So advisors are using it just as much as their clients are using it. But what I love about the way that we're doing it is it's part of the advisor workflow. So it creates efficiencies And it just makes their job easier so that they can provide even higher quality service to their customers. And yes, customers are using it a lot, but I still, and we see it on a daily basis, they still need the advisor who has been there and who has done it themselves rather than just relying on those recommendations that their chatty or whatever they want to call their AI assistant is offering them.
It was kind of funny. Alex, do you have anything you want to add to that?
No, I think it's critical that the human connection stays part of it. Not just for the hallucinations and things like that that, you know, we're still seeing through AI, but because of the personal recommendations, the experiences, the connections with the local operators and that kind of thing. So, you know, I look at it, as Karin said, it's creating efficiencies. It certainly is incredibly important for our advisors to keep them relevant, for them to be using it as well. But it's really that balance between human connection and technology or AI that I think gives us the best, best package.
We agree with that. So as you both may know, Mary and I started 2026 by traveling for 25 days on the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles. It had us transiting the Panama Canal. We broadcasted live from Panama back on January 17th and then Cabo San Lucas on the 24th. And it really was our way to supercharge our 2026 coverage of America's 250. So we did that trip with show partner Regent Seven Seas. And since we partnered with them a few months ago, I mean, listen, the partnership has proven to be terrific for all of us. Alex, I know we spent some time together in December as we all experienced the inaugural event involving new Oceana Allura ship. Oceana, for folks that may not know this out there listening, you know, is the sister company to Regent Seven Seas. And I'm bringing this up because I believe you shared with us at the time that Signature Travel Network books the most cruises with Regent and Oceana, or you're certainly, you know, at or near the top of that list. There's so much mojo going on with both of those brands. So talk about why they're such a leader in this sector of travel and so successful, Alex.
Well, I'd like to say it started at the beginning when I worked there 30 years ago.
So it's
Alex.
I
think it's come a long way since then. The first half of my career was at Regent. And, you know, the thing that separated them early in their path was the hardware, right? First all-suite, all-balcony ships. But really, over time, others started to catch up with great hardware, and there's wonderful stuff out there. And everyone had to shift gears. So when they came together with Oceana back in 2008, I think it really heightened the F&B delivery piece of it, because that's what Oceana was known for. And since then, they're really focused on both the shoreside delivery, but also the shoreside and the onboard delivery. And I think both of those are critical for luxury customers. So they've done a great job. They continue to build beautiful new ships, both of those brands, but more importantly, delivering wonderful vacations.
Well, there was just news this week that Sonata, their new ship that's coming on the Oceana side, I mean, it sold out in like record numbers.
Definitely supports the mojo that you mentioned. So, Karin, as the show transmits via satellite to our 615 weekly stations across the U.S., we know we have a lot of people who listen who actually work in the travel industry. Many of them are travel advisors. I'd enjoy hearing about some of the expectations you have for your advisors who are linked with Signature Travel Network and types of training and support that you offer to help really create meaningful trips.
Oh, my goodness. Where to start?
Yeah.
We obviously have our core programs, and we at Signature, we are focused on our preferred partners. Everything we really do on behalf of our members, it's driven by focusing on our preferred partners. So we continue to offer those trainings. What I am as excited about for 26 as I was going into 25 is the focus that we have on specialty travel. So many of our advisors, they are specialists, whether in a destination or a certain type of travel. What we call it at Signature are our circles. And so those are specific travel styles that we see not only travelers are more interested in, but our partners are developing even more really unique ways to experiencing those passions. So whether it's wellness travel or exploration travel, or more specifically for cruise expedition travel, we're just excited for not only the advisors to experience that firsthand, but to really be able to craft those truly all-inclusive vacations that are focused on what travelers want more of.
Yeah, so clearly you're seeing a lot of growth in the specialty and experiential travel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Across all segments of our business and all partner types. So, you know, it's not just within the luxury segment. It's whatever your preferred style of travel, your preferred brand, you can find those really, truly unique experiences within the context of that vacation.
Mm-hmm. So during the January travels we did with the Regent that I mentioned earlier, besides the two live remote broadcasts of the show we did, Mary and I also agreed to do one of our popular travel seminars, and we shared with the passengers, you know, our top 25 top travel tips during one of the sea days. And what surprised us, we questioned the room that was well attended, how many of them had travel insurance. It shocked us that
we
maybe
were shocked.
35% of the audience raised their
hands.
Now listen, we've been partnered with Travel Guard for many years. It's the company we've personally used for 20 years or so. But do you track what percentage of bookings at Signature that you make that has travel insurance? I'm curious about that, Alex.
Yeah, we do. It's an important piece of what we deliver because it protects the customer, protects the advisor, and it protects the partner, right? They don't get in a tough situation. So we run about 50% overall, but at the luxury space, I would expect it to be even higher than that.
Yeah, it surprised
because
us.
The average age gets higher and so forth, and therefore the risk.
Yeah, it really did. It surprised us. We actually had some fun with everybody in the crowd that gathered for us. But all right, anyway, well, Alex, Karin, we're coming up on hard break, and since we still have some other things we want to get to discuss, so they're going to ask you to stay right where you are. We will continue when we return. So you both can stick with us today, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
Thanks
you.
Very
All
much.
Right,
really
great.
Appreciate that. All right. Well, folks, as Mary and I get ready to hand things back to Bobby in Dallas from our RM World Travel Studios here in New York so he can run some important sponsor messages and our stations can share some news during this bottom of the hour break, our chief travel leader conversation continues. The NCF is about 30 minutes away. We're going to discover America together as well. The destination spotlight is just 20 minutes away. Chef Sarah Moulton will be here in hour two as we travel the world from your own kitchen. Plus, RJ is going to be talking to racing legend Jeff Bodine. The Daytona 500 is coming next week. Again, he's going to do that during the open road and a lot more. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
We do indeed welcome all of you back, everyone. Today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation now continues for the C Block, and we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with 200-plus resorts in places around the U.S. and internationally as well. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, this is very simple. Wherever travel takes you, go earn your Hilton Honors points. Find more information at HiltonGrandVacations.com or connect at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, now our conversation with the leaders of Signature Travel Network continues as their CEO Alex Sharp and President Karin Christopher have stayed with us through that bottom of the hour break.
Well, Alex, Karin, thank you very much for sticking with us, as Mary just said, through that bottom of the hour break. Alex, I'm going to come back to you. This is our Chief Travel Leader Conversation, but Mary and I, we sometimes like to get personal in these segments, and since Valentine's Day is coming next Saturday, we're going to detour there. I surprised Mary. I proposed to her on Valentine's, as I knew she'd never see it coming. Unlike what we would do, and she's certainly not easy to surprise. But I want you to give everyone tuned in right now across the country maybe some of the most romantic destinations you've traveled to and you urge them to consider.
Oh, wow. Okay, so my wedding anniversary is February 20th, so I often will travel over our anniversary, and sometimes that's over Valentine's Day, so I get double credit, which is great. But certainly the most romantic places we have been, we did our 25th anniversary in the Maldives, which was just spectacular. Love Tahiti as well. And we've done, gosh, we've been so blessed in this industry. We've been so many different places, but those are probably the two most romantic places we've been to.
Karen, same question for you.
Oh, my goodness. I have to say Tahiti, and I don't know if this stat is still true, but years ago I was working with the Tahiti Tourism, and they told me they only had a 10% repeat factor. And that just seems crazy knowing so many people go there for their honeymoon, and I'm a big believer. It's always nice to go back to places, so Tahiti would be on my list to go back to. I also think Florence is the most romantic city. I would go there again and again with my special someone. Yes,
I agree with you on Florence. I love that city.
We have
and
a lot
I think
of leather.
It's very romantic.
From, yes,
there's
products.
Just the food, everything, anything food, in Italy.
Yes,
all right, so last week at the America's Lodging Investment Summit, they reported strong demand and bookings from international travelers. There was a little bit of good news here to the U.S., noting that the FIFA World Cup is playing a role in that, America's 250 celebrations, and maybe some other unique sporting experiences that are going on. How much of Signature Travel Network's business involves seeing any, you know, increased demand to inbound U.S. travel bookings? Karen, are you seeing an uptick at all?
That is not an area that we focus on, so no, we don't really track it that much either.
Okay,
yeah, I thought it was interesting because, you know, we've heard there's so much out there on the news and so forth, but they had some very interesting information. Again, it's the America's Lodging Investment Summit that was going on. If you haven't followed that,
I think FIFA is driving a lot of it.
It absolutely is, but it was definitely good to see. Overall, where are some of the hot, you know, areas of travel that you're experiencing? We'll go in that direction right now that you're seeing a real demand for. Alex, we'll start with you, and then Karen will come to you on the back end.
Yeah, sure. So I think, I mean, Europe is always a leader for us in general, right? And I think now after the Jubilee year, Italy will pick back up. I think there was obviously a lot of travel there, a lot of pilgrim travel, a lot of folks going. But I think our typical luxury FIT clients were staying away last year a bit because of the crowds and such. So I think Italy will pop back up. I'm going to spend some time up in the Dolomites later in the summer. I'm excited about that. But outside of that, Portugal, Spain continue to be very strong. And then the exotics. Japan has been on everyone's bucket list, I think, since before COVID. We're really seeing incredible demand there. But people are getting more and more adventurous again. We're even seeing travel, start back to China and other places that, you know, we weren't sure how long that would take to come back.
Yeah.
Karen, anything to add to that?
Well, and just the value of Southeast Asia between Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, we continue to see great, great movement there.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we have the Super Bowl happening tomorrow and the Winter Olympics beginning this weekend. Both have a lot of people traveling. Do either one of them have any particular draw or attention we'll be watching or maybe attending the Super Bowl? Alex?
I won't be attending. I will be at a Super Bowl party, though, and I will partake in all the fun stuff that comes along with the Super Bowl. It's always a great time, you know. While we don't do a lot of inbound travel, we do a lot of domestic travel as well. So we'll have a bunch of our advisors. We'll have customers out at these different events and traveling to these things, which are, you know, another great way to see the world. And event-driven business is really grown in the last several years. And whether that be things like the Super Bowl and World Cup and that, or even some of the things that are happening in places like Saudi Arabia, that is a very event-driven destination.
Well, certainly. Listen, this show is heard in Seattle. It's heard in Boston. So we know that we've got a lot of Seahawks and Patriots fans. They'll all be watching for sure. And I think a lot of the country is interested to see Lindsey Vonn there with the she's got the torn ACL.
She's competing.
Can she compete? So the Olympics is always a fun thing. So, Alex, Karen, very nice to have you both on the show with us today. Interesting perspectives. Goes by quickly, but we really appreciate it. Thank you for the extended time today, and we hope you both have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl and next weekend. Enjoy President's Weekend and Happy Valentine's.
Thank you so much.
Same to you too.
Thank you both. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, Mary, listen, a good conversation with both Karen and with Alex. Nice to have them both on the program with us today. And Super Bowl parties. That's where he's headed right now.
Yeah, so. Good for him. All right. Well, we are going to take this show into a sponsor's break. In 10 minutes, Robert and I showcase Michigan for today's Destination Spotlight. And up next, Rudy's going to delve into Mardi Gras. The show returns in 3 minutes, which is actually a good amount of time for you to all go vote in the new travel polls at rmworldtravel.com.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. Simply Safe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. Simply Safe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases, so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment of the program is sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry. I've got some big news from one of our sponsors. As a listener of this show, you're invited to take advantage of early access to the big President's Day sale happening right now at helixsleep.com/carry, and it'll save you 27% off a mattress. A great mattress can make a world of difference. It's why the sleep you get in a bed at a luxury hotel, resort, or top cruise ship can be heavenly. Many of us at home are sleeping on old, worn-out mattresses, so we'd like to help you change that this weekend while saving you 27%. Unlike many other mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made in the USA by skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, just one reason you won't get a better sleep than on a mattress by Helix. Plus, the Happy with Helix guarantee offers a risk-free 120-night sleep trial. It's a customer-first experience designed to ensure you're completely satisfied. You've got nothing to lose. We all need our sleep and the ability to relax comfortably, and these mattresses have been awarded number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine. Save 20% with early President's Day sale access at Helix, H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/carry, or you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, winter can be a busy season. Winter Olympics just started, Super Bowl's this weekend, and it's also Mardi Gras season. It began on January 6th and goes till the 17th of this month. My next guest knows a whole lot about Mardi Gras. New Orleans-born Arthur Hardy is known as Mr. Mardi Gras. Owing to having created and published for 50 years, every year, Arthur Hardy's Mardi Gras Guide. He's received almost every honor anyone in New Orleans can receive. His publication is now owned by the company that publishes the New Orleans Times Tribune, but he's contributed up until about this day, just retired. Arthur, welcome to the show. I want to talk to you about your publication in just a moment, but first I want to say that as a Northerner, I've always considered Mardi Gras an exclusively New Orleans thing. Am I wrong?
Yes, there are other cities that have it, most principally Mobile. In fact, our first parade in 1857 borrowed floats from their New Year's Eve parade. But we think ours is the biggest and the best. We have 53 parades over a 12-day period. We've got two dozen this weekend. This is a big, big festival, Rudy. It really is.
Well, there you go. I thought there was one parade.
Oh, no. No, okay. No.
Yeah, all right.
We did a survey last year. There were 1,100 floats in those parades, 600 marching bands, 3,000 participants the street for 200 hours and covered 300 miles. Now, that's over a 12-day period, but that's how big Mardi Gras is in New Orleans.
Told you Arthur knows everything. Remind us very briefly in a couple sentences what Mardi Gras celebrates.
Well, it's the feast before the fast. You know, it's the last, supposed to feel like the last meat you would eat before the Lenten fast on Ash Wednesday. So we party and then we repent.
Okay, this publication grew from you were a school teacher, you were a music teacher, you led the band at a local high school that I believe you attended.
High school band director, yeah, and it was a part-time job that turned into a full-time business. And celebrating our 50th anniversary, as you mentioned, on Ash Wednesday, I'm going to retire, but right now I'm still working.
And I understand that the new owner of your publication is going to continue every year with Arthur Hardy's Mardi Gras Guide with your name still on it. I like that.
Yeah, I do too, and I also like the paycheck.
Well, congratulations. This guide, well, how can someone find this guide before going?
On NOLA.com, NOLA stands for New Orleans, Louisiana, NOLA.com. Well, we also stream 30 of the New Orleans parades. So wherever your listeners are, if they go to NOLA.com, they can get a schedule and actually see the parades. And I think if we see them next year, they're going to want to come and see it in person.
All right. If I want to come see it in person, what do I need to know before I come there? If you can give it to me briefly.
Well, you better start making hotel reservations now for next year. Mardi Gras
really?
On February 9th. Yeah, very early. Just plan to have a good time. You'll be blown away. Our parades are free. There's no admission charge. We even give you free gifts to take home with the items that are thrown off the floats. There's no sponsorship allowed. The citizens pay for everything. I mean, where do you find a place where you can go in for free and give you gifts to take home? That's what we do at Mardi Gras.
And I know you have an enormous collection of some of those. What are those things called? Throws?
Yeah, they're called throws because we throw them from the throat.
Right.
These can be plush toys. It can be plastic drinking cups. The plastic necklaces. There's a million different items, but you never go home empty-handed from a Mardi Gras parade. And it's extremely family-friendly, and we have people who come to Mardi Gras, and we can't get rid of them. They like it so much, they move here and stay.
You can see more about this by going to pbs.org and watching a half-hour documentary on Arthur Hardy and his guide. Arthur Hardy is the creator of Arthur Hardy's Mardi Gras Guide. Did it 50 years ago. And he's still going, but about to hang up his hat on that one. Thank you
Indeed,
so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rudy. Happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we return from that break after hearing about New Orleans and after we featured Massachusetts last week here on the program, Mary and I are about to showcase America's 26th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1837 and is the only state in our nation, folks, that features two land masses. Before we get into today's destination spotlight, well, we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
We all want a security system that's going to keep trouble away, not one that just tells you when something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. You're traveling somewhere near or far. Have peace of mind. Your home or small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, maybe you're traveling. It's all monitored 24/7 by security professionals, and it costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% as a show fan, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Let's welcome Kelly Walgamott, Vice President of Pure Michigan, as she joins us on the show hotline.
Well, it was nice to connect with you today, Kelly. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. You know, Mary and I, we have traveled this country pretty extensively with our sons, and a terrific trip that we did with them when they were younger was flying into Detroit, taking them to Ford's Rouge factory in nearby Dearborn, then to Greenfield Village. Before, we actually drove up I-75 to the Upper Peninsula and enjoyed Mackinac Island together. So that is a pretty special way to experience Michigan, Kelly. By the way, I'll also add, it often surprises us how many people we talk to when we travel who haven't been to Greenfield Village or Mackinac Island. And I think we've personally padded your tourism numbers there with all the positives we've given it over the years. So do share.
Well, we do appreciate that. You know, Michigan really provides, as you'd mentioned, you know, that outdoor recreation and the duality of really unique city, thriving city cultural experiences like in Detroit and Grand Rapids. Michigan is stunning Great Lakes coastline surrounding the state. We have unique spots like Pitchard Rocks and Sleeping Bear Dunes, National Lake Shores. And as you'd mentioned, we have a rich automotive and cultural history in Detroit with the Henry Ford Museum. Charming towns like Mackinac Island and beautiful wine regions with Traverse City. So there's really a great mix of outdoor adventure and the duality of this really unique arts and vibrant arts and cultural experiences that you can enjoy as you travel throughout our wonderful state.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the Detroit Institute of Arts. We featured them on the show not too long ago. Fantastic museum. So Kelly, since our show is heard across the country, including up to Alaska and over in Hawaii, I bet many of our listeners, and you just touched on it a little bit, but they might be surprised to learn that Michigan has more than 100 public beaches and over 100 state parks. So to your point about the great outdoors, talk briefly about that level of diversity.
Yeah, you know, the Great Lakes shorelines, we have the longest freshwater coastline with over 3,000 miles, and that provides an incredible amount of sandy beaches, clear waters, and incredible, charming coastal towns all along our coastline. We have waterfalls. You can explore the scenic Tequamenon Falls in the Upper Peninsula. They have over 300 waterfalls in total in the Upper Peninsula. Dark Sky Park throughout the state and the Upper Peninsula. And, you know, I talked about some of those authentic cultural opportunities, like even maybe even visiting a Dutch Windmill Island Gardens in Holland, Michigan, along Lake Michigan.
Yeah, that's a great place. So, you know, certainly Michigan, no question, synonymous with the automotive industry. The big three manufacturers are headquartered there. But Michigan's also, it's a major sports state between all your professional teams and all the top colleges across the state. So how much does sports travel benefit your bottom line when it comes to tourism?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have an incredible campus in downtown Detroit with the Ford Field with the Lions, Tigers, Stadium is there. We have LCA, Little Caesars Arena, which hosts the Red Wings hockey and professional basketball with the Pistons. But as you've mentioned, the collegiate sports get pretty competitive throughout the state. With, you know, University of Michigan, Michigan State, even, you know, Western Michigan and Kalamazoo. Had an incredible hockey season last year. So there is a lot to do when it comes to not only professional sports, but also collegiate sports and even, you know, the minor sports as well, with a lot of, you know, unique hockey and baseball opportunities throughout the state. Yeah.
So you mentioned Holland, Michigan, blooming tulips, right? When does that start?
Oh, yeah. So the Tulip Festival will begin in May. And, you know, they have thousands and thousands of tulips and just an incredible downtown located right on, you know, Lake Michigan and just really a quaint town and just a really great culture.
Well, spring is not far off. No question. That's a great way to come experience it. Really quick, we've got about maybe 40 seconds with you on this, but, you know, we're focusing a lot on America's 250 and the birthday celebrations. Any major happening, one or two of them you want to mention that's happening in Michigan for our listeners to know about?
Sure. You know, I touched briefly on Mackinac Island. If your listeners are not familiar, it's carless, so it's only horses and hiking and bicycle, but they also have a fort that the Brits built hundreds of years ago. So Fort Mackinac will have a ton of different America 250 activities throughout the summer.
Okay.
And then you had mentioned the Henry Ford Museum, Greenfield Village, all about Americana, the collection Henry Ford has there. There's going to be a lot of unique events and activities at the Henry Ford Museum
as well.
That's
another great place to go experience America. Well, Kelly,
thank you.
Connecting with you today. Have a nice rest of your weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, the Wolverine State's going to wrap Hour 1 for us today. And the website to plan your travels there to Michigan is very simple, Michigan.org. Another 60 minutes of the show is coming your way in just a few minutes. The National Communal Forum will start us off. Chef Sarah Moulton is ahead as we travel the world from your own kitchen, and she's bringing a recipe for Valentine's Day. Plus, race car legend Jeff Bodine is also coming up when RJ joins the show for the first time today. He's going to talk about the Daytona 500 that's ahead next weekend. Keep those radios locked in, everyone. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.